Radio City Talk.
The A to Z of Merseyside football.
Let's get nostalgic with John Keith and the A to Z of Merseyside football. We're going through the alphabet. We're on the letter H, and John is picking out relevant names. Could be players, could be places that relate to football that have a real impact on our lives here on Merseyside. Munchie, John?
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, we've got a former Everton player and a former Liverpool and Everton player today. Starting with Mark Higgins. Now, captain and centre-back Mark Higgins had a unique distinction in Everton history as the only player to appear under all three of Goodison's so-called Holy Trinity when they became managers. Higgins played for Howard Kendall and Colin Harvey at Everton and Alan Ball at Stoke. And his Goodison career began when he signed professional at Goodison in 1975, but it was one that sadly ended prematurely through injury. The son of notable former Bolton FA Cup winning defender John Higgins, Mark was born in Buxton in September 1958, his football path progressing through the North West Derbyshire Schools team and the England youth and schoolboy sides before Everton signed him as a schoolboy in 1974. He made his senior debut at left back a few days after his 18th birthday in a 2-2 home draw with Manchester City in October 1976 under Billy Bingham's management. A clash with City's Dennis Stewart in that game broke Higgins' nose. His next outing came in that season's final game, a 2-0 home win over Newcastle, by which time Gordon Lee had moved into the manager's chair. Higgins' big breakthrough came the following season of 1977-78 when he appeared in 32 of Everton's 49 games, a campaign in which Everton finished third behind runners-up Liverpool and champions Nottingham Forest, set a then club record unbeaten run of 18 league matches and 22 overall, and Bob Latchford became the first player for 6 years in English football to score 30 top-flight goals in a season. Higgins partnered Ken McNaught, Mick Lyons, Roger Kenyon and Billy Wright before Kevin Ratcliffe broke into the team. Kevin and I did very well together even though we were both left-footed, Higgins recalled. Howard Kendall, who succeeded Lee as manager in the summer of 1981, appointed Higgins as captain midway through the 1982-83 season, following Wright's spell with the armband after Lyons had moved to Sheffield Wednesday. Quote, "It was a great honour and I was over the moon," said Higgins. "I'd learned from people like Mick and Roger when some players need a kick up the backside while others need a pat on the back. Different characters need to be treated accordingly. I was very, very proud to be made captain. It was something that lives with me now and will do until the day I die." Sadly for Higgins, his term as captain would be hit by a persistent pelvic problem, and he continued playing only through a series of injections. "I kept playing when probably I shouldn't have done," said Higgins. "In today's football, I wouldn't have been allowed to."
Of course, that was the way with so many footballers over so many decades, wasn't it?
It was, Steve, yeah. And of course, a lot of them paid the price in later life with joint problems and arthritis and all kinds of medical problems. Goodison's infamous winter of discontent in 1983-84 was particularly fraught for Higgins, who played in 19 of Everton's opening 21 games when his pelvic condition forced him out shortly before Christmas. He never played for Everton again after making 183 appearances, scoring 6 goals, 2 of them in 1 game, a 3-2 home win over Coventry in December 1981. His heartbreak was compounded by the fact that Kendall's relegation-threatened side emerged from their gloomy winter to a bright second half of the campaign, finishing 7th and reaching the FA Cup final, where Ratcliffe, Higgins' successor as captain, lifted the trophy after toppling Watford 2-0. And the following season, Everton went close to a treble, winning the Championship, the European Cup Winners' Cup and reaching the FA Cup final. Higgins' Everton career had ended at the tender age of 26, the club receiving an insurance payout with the club, also receiving a cash sum. But advanced surgery revived his career and Ron Atkinson took a chance and signed him for Manchester United. Higgins, having repaid his insurance money, resumed playing but had only 8 senior United outings, and after a loan period at Bury, signed for them permanently in a £10,000 move in February 1987. He finished his career at Stoke in 1990 after a grand total of 318 senior appearances. A Goodison testimonial game for Higgins in December 1984 raised £36,000, but in September 2001, a week before his 43rd birthday, Higgins suffered a massive heart attack from which, thankfully, he made a swift and full recovery. Today, he's a celebrity host for Goodison's VIP stadium tours and says, "I love this place. I feel it every time I stand and look at the pitch." No doubt he spares a few thoughts, Steve, for what might have been.
I didn't know about the heart attack. That's incredible. So he was on death's door, was he, at some stage?
Yes, he was very bad. He came out of a clear blue sky, apparently. But I spoke to him only over Christmas at the former players' get-together, and he looks well, and he's in fine fettle, thank goodness.
Yeah. Fab. Right, what other age have we got today?
Last one. Don Hutchison, midfielder. Don Hutchison, one of Merseyside's 2 club society, playing for both Liverpool and Everton in a career that embraced 9 clubs and brought him 26 Scotland caps. His allegiance forged by a strong relationship with his Scottish father. Yet a major club prize eluded him. His career began as a Hartlepool United apprentice, signing professional in March 1990 after working in a warehouse and as a forklift truck driver. He was a member of the Hartlepool squad that went on to win promotion the following season, with Hutchison leaving for Anfield in the November of that campaign. It was a move bizarrely inspired by the Hartlepool chairman Gary Gibson, after Hutchison's rising talent had been illuminated by his display against Tottenham in the League Cup. Gibson, aware that his teenage star was hot property, had 50 videos made of the match, costing £1,000, and sent them out to top-flight and second-tier clubs.
One way of doing it, isn't it?
Yep, it's a way to do it. Liverpool were impressed, and Hutchison duly signed for Kenny Dalglish for £175,000 in November 1990. But Dalglish had been succeeded by Graham Souness by the time Hutchison made his senior Liverpool debut as a substitute for Ian Rush in the 4-0 home win over Notts County in March 1992. The following season, he appeared in 42 of Liverpool's 55 games, scoring 10 goals, but he had only 15 outings in 93-94, and that summer, with his third Liverpool manager, Roy Evans, now in charge, Hutchison was fined £5,000, dropped and transfer listed after an unsavoury act in the Cyprus resort of Ayia Napa while on holiday, his second such incident. After 60 Liverpool outings scoring 10 goals, he was sold to West Ham for £1.5 million in August 1994. And after receiving 11 bookings and the red card in 39 games, he left in January 1996 to sign for Howard Kendall in a £1.2 million move to Sheffield United. Now more mature, his career flourished at Bramall Lane, and when Kendall returned to take charge of Everton, he brought Hutchison to Goodison in a £1 million exchange deal with John O'Connor in February 1998. "I felt I had something to prove," said Hutchison. "It's never easy when you've played for one side in a city and then play for the other. But I absolutely knew it was the right move for me. To play again for Howard was the biggest draw." Hutchison was in the team in the dramatic last-day home draw with Coventry that saved Everton from relegation on goal difference. "I gave Don a role and the opportunity to show the Premier League what a good player he is," said Kendall, who left that summer to be succeeded by Walter Smith. Hutchison, who also showed he was no mean striker when asked to play in attack, kept his place under the new manager, missing only 5 of Everton's 45 games in the 1998-99 season to help Everton dispel relegation fears again. It was also the season when he made his Scotland debut, and one of his notable international contributions was his goal at Wembley in the 1-0 win over England in the Euro 2000 playoff in November 1999, although the Scots lost 2-1 on aggregate. That same season, Hutchison stood in as Everton captain when Dave Watson was out of the side and was skipper in their landmark Mersey Derby win at Anfield through Kevin Campbell's only goal of the game in September 1999, a victory that now, 20 years on, has yet to be repeated. In March 2000, Hutchison rejected a new contract at Everton, stating he wanted parity with the club's top earners. He was dropped by Smith, but when Kevin Campbell and Francis Jeffers were both injured, Hutchison was recalled to play up front and left at Leicester and scored the equaliser in a 1-1 draw and kept his place for the rest of the season. But after 89 appearances and 11 goals and with no new deal agreed, he joined Sunderland for £2.5 million in the summer of 2000. A year later, he made a £2.5 million return to West Ham, later playing for Millwall, Coventry and Luton. And the latter's parlous financial situation prompted him to forgo his final two wage payments in 2008, and instead he offered to sponsor two youth team players. Hutchison later took the path into broadcasting punditry and, as he reflected on his life in football, said, "I enjoyed the best period of my career at Everton, particularly when captaining the club. I was prepared to sign a new contract and stay at Everton for the rest of my career, but unfortunately it wasn't to be, and that was bitterly disappointing."
I think that was the side of Merseyside he fitted more, didn't he? He had his best period of his career there.
He did.
Very good talker. Great pundit as well.
Oh, yes. He's doing very well now, yes.
Fascinating gentleman. Don Hutchison. He's done all right. How many clubs? Did you say 9 clubs?
Yes.
Man who travelled around. John Keith, thank you very much indeed. It's the A to Z of Merseyside football with John Keith. And it will return next week.
Radio City Talk. The A to Z of Merseyside football.